This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
The conflict between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces in the north has escalated and now includes Eritrea. The Tigrayan forces fired rockets across the border into this neighboring country after claiming that the Ethiopian military was using an Eritrean airport as a base for attacks. The conflict has already displaced thousands who have fled across the border to Sudan, another neighboring country. Ethiopia's prime minister won the Nobel Peace Prize last year after making peace with Eritrea after tense relations and a war 20 years ago between the two, which left tens of thousands of dead. The Tigrayans of the north had long dominated the political scene, but when the current prime minister took over, they felt sidelined. The prime minister hasn't been completely clear as to whether Eritreans are offering support in the fight against the Tigrayans, but their leader has suggested that's the case. The United States and Israel tracked and killed a senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year in a bold intelligence operation that came as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Tehran. Four current and former U.S. officials say the operative, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, who was al-Qaeda's number two, was killed by assassins in the Iranian capital in August. Two of the officials, one current and one former, say Israeli agents carried out the operation. Two others say Israel had been involved in surveillance, but could not say definitively who pulled the trigger when al-Masri was gunned down in an alley in Tehran on August 7th. The United States set a new record of daily coronavirus infections with nearly 200,000 cases as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has exceeded 132,000 over 7 days.